plane was about 2,500 feet in the air. The instructor began yelling at the soldiers, "Everybody get ready to jump!" He opened the door of the plane, and the first guy jumped out. A few seconds later, the second guy jumped, then the third. Then came Erez Shmulian's turn, and it would be this jump that would change the course of his entire life forever. It was 1994, and Erez was training to become a paratrooper in the IDF. One of the safety features every paratrooper in training has is this yellow cord called a static line.
הרצועה הצהובה היא מחוברת למטוס. כשהצנחן קופץ, היא נמתחת, נמתחת, פותחת את התיק של הצניחה, והצנחן קופץ לשלום.
But when Erez jumped off that plane, something extremely unusual happened.
אני קופץ, באותה שנייה, המטוס נכנס לכיס סביר. הצנחן לפני שקפץ, הרצועה חוזרת, ובאופן די נדיר, נדיר מאוד, היא מסתבכת לי בכף היד.
The plane was pulling upward as he was falling down. It tightened, it tightened, it tightened.
נמתחת, נמתחת.
And then before he knew it, it snapped his hand off.
המצנח נפתח, אני מרים את הידיים, ופתאום אני רואה, וואו, אין לי כף יד.
Miraculously, they found his hand, they brought it to the hospital, and after a 14-hour surgery, they were able to attach his hand back to his wrist. But unfortunately for Erez, he never regained full use of his hand.
היד לא תפקדה כרגיל, גם היום היא לא מתפקדת כרגיל.
Fast forward 7 years, 2001, during the Intifada. Erez Shmulian was married with a kid living in a settlement called Har Bracha. One day, he was driving with his family out of the settlement.
פתאום, יוצאים שלושה מחבלים, מתחילים לירות עליהם. הם היו לבושים במדי צהל. זה היו רגעים קשים מאוד. נפצענו בראש. דם ניתז לכל עבר.
He looked at his wife is covered in blood. She was already saying Shema Yisrael. He looked at his kid was covered in blood, yelling, screaming and crying. He thought of speeding up and getting away, but there was a car blocking the road. The only option he had was to turn the car around and escape back to the settlement. But if any of you have ever driven on those narrow Israeli roads, you know how difficult and time-consuming it can be just to turn around. But because of Erez's hand injury, Erez had something on his steering wheel called a spinner knob that helped him maneuver the car easier and faster.
בחסדי השם, הייתי יכול לעשות במהירות את הפרסה עם התפוח, עם ההגה כוח, ולברוח כמה שיותר מהר.
Those few seconds spelled the difference between life and death for Erez and his family.
הפציעה הראשונה בצהל, הקטיעה של היד, היא זאת שהצילה אותנו מהאירוע המסוכן ב-2001.
If not for his hand injury, he never would have had the spinner knob, and he never would have been able to get away in time.
אם זה לא היה, אינני יודע מה היה קורה.
As we travel on the road of life, all of us encounter difficult and challenging moments. Sometimes life can feel so unfair. We just want to throw our hands up in the air and ask, why is this happening to me? This story reminds us that it's precisely in those moments of stagnation and paralysis that Hashem, who sees the bigger picture, is actually looking out for us. And what may appear to be a tragedy or a disappointment today can end up saving a life tomorrow.